Hey, football fans, it's Andrew Filippone, host of the First and Pod podcast. Join me and my co-host, three-time All-Pro Patrick Peterson, as we break down every game every week. New episodes drop on Monday and Friday mornings. Be sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, so the guys that won't practice today are Connor, Humphreys, and Chris Jones. I'll make an improvement, but again, quick turnaround here, so we'll just keep evaluating throughout here. Look forward to the challenge of playing Pittsburgh. Good football team. Mike does a heck of a job there with his group, and he's got good coaches, good coordinators, and good players. So that's why they're doing well this year. And so again, our guys have had a good day yesterday, and we'll finish it up today with the second practice. So with that, time's yours.
Andy, you used the short turnaround, but what was unique about the Saturday turnaround and going back and immediately studying film for Pittsburgh, meet these guys ready for a short turnaround?
Yeah, I mean, that's part of what you've got to do. The coaches did a good job of spending some time before our game on Saturday looking at them. So we had a little bit of a jump start, but we did come back here and take a peek at them. So.
What are some characteristics of Mike Tomlin's teams? You guys don't play him all the time, but you've seen enough of him.
Yeah, I used to play him every year at least when I was in Philadelphia. His teams are tough. They're well coached, and you know they're going to play hard every snap. They're going to give you an honest down every snap. So you got to come in ready to go.
Andy, would you say you took a peek at him? Did you come right here after the game?
I did. Yep.
Stayed a good while, I take it?
I've stayed a while.
Andy, how did Pat come through the game, ankle-wise?
Yeah, he did good. Yeah. I mean, it's sore, but he did well. Pretty tough kid, man. That was an amazing thing he did. So.
Yeah, did you expect the starting lineup for the offensive line to remain the way it's been over the last 2 weeks?
Yeah, I'm going to just see how we finish up today, and then Nate, just take it day by day here. We've got a couple of days, and we'll see how it all rolls.
And it's the third straight team that you face that puts a lot of pressure on the quarterback statistically. How do you think they held up against Houston? What's just the difficulty of this specific defensive line this week?
Yeah, well, I'd tell you, similar as the other groups. I mean, they do a nice job of rushing the passer, all of them. So it's not just the outside guys, it's those inside guys too. And the offensive line's got another big challenge. I thought they fared up pretty good last week, did a nice job for the most part, you know. Have to do it again, but that's all part of this. They know that. They take that responsibility seriously and prepare themselves the right way.
How did you feel that Hollywood Brown did in your second look?
I thought he did a pretty good job. You know, he didn't have a ton of snaps. We'll keep increasing that as we go. But I thought for the snaps he had, I thought he played pretty good football. Most of all, he got to take a hit. You know, that's always when you have that upper body injury, just getting that first hit is a big thing.
Hey, Andy. Mike Tomlin said this week that Travis doesn't get enough credit for his unselfishness. I know a play like P. Ryan's maybe down the sideline. He helps free up. I guess, what do you think about the role that Travis has played this year and maybe some of the unselfish things that he does?
Yeah, no, he does a great job with all that. Good team leader. That's why he's been voted a captain the last how many ever years during the playoffs. So Mike's right on that. He'll sacrifice for the cause, as I'd say. And I'm not telling you he doesn't like to play and catch and do all that stuff. He loves that. But at the same time, he's willing to help out everywhere.